All right. Well, that was what, 363 pitches? 3 hours and 16 minutes worth of baseball. The Blue Jays losing 11-7 to the Cincinnati Reds. The Reds winning the rubber match of this three-game series at the Rogers Center. And the LA Angels come in for four games beginning tomorrow. And then the schedule starts getting, it starts getting serious again. I mean, it's a series in that the Jays will be playing a bunch of teams that still have wild card or postseason ambitions. But through this part of the schedule, at least, with games against Oakland, the Angels, and Chicago, Cincinnati, teams that, teams that's safe to say aren't by any stretch of the imagination World Series contenders. The Jays are about, I think they're 6-6 right now. And they've got four games left, as I said, against the Angels. Then it starts getting serious again. So this is where you are if you are a Blue Jays fan. And, again, 11-7 loss tonight. The big news tonight, really, I mean, we are at that time of year, even though it's only August. The big news tonight involving the Blue Jays, kind of involving the Blue Jays, is the announcement by Joey Votto that he is retiring from the game. Joey Votto, I would imagine, is on his way to being a first ballot Hall of Famer. But I'm kind of puzzled by this. I wonder how you feel about it. We'll talk about the game as well. The numbers are 416-870-0590, *590, 1-888-666-0590. I have no idea what this whole Joey Votto thing was about. I literally have no clue. We know that Joey Votto suffered an ankle injury stepping in a bat in the dugout in spring training. It seemed to take forever to heal. His return was stop-start. He certainly wasn't putting up any numbers at AAA. I think he did an interview with Shai Davide a couple of weeks ago where he essentially said, look, I'm not ready to come up. I want to come up when I feel that I can contribute. This is just bizarre. Like, I understand, you know, the perfect narrative would be Joey Votto comes back, finishes his career in a Blue Jays jersey. It's his hometown. I kind of get that. Although, I mean, when I think of Joey Votto, I'm going to think of him in a Cincinnati Reds jersey. I would always think of him in a Cincinnati Reds jersey. I never would have thought of him in a Toronto Blue Jays jersey. I just don't get it. You know, I know Kevin Barker talked about this as well. I don't see what was in it for Joey Votto. Unless he thought, you know, that there was a chance he could come back next year and play as well. And I just don't get what was in it for the Blue Jays. I really don't. I mean, they basically let a guy rehab on their dime for, what, 8 months, 6 months, however many months. And I guess the payoff was catch lightning in a bottle for a playoff drive, maybe. Or, you know, bring Joey Votto up, let him have a weekend series or whatever, a couple of weeks in a Blue Jays uniform, maybe sell some extra tickets. And this would have been the series to do it, right? It's the Cincinnati Reds. And when that didn't happen, and then to have Joey Votto retire on an a nine-word Instagram announcement in the parking lot at the stadium in Buffalo, followed up by, you know, a more detailed release. Just bizarre. I have no idea what this whole thing was about. And I mean, look, Joey Votto's a great player, you know, fine, et cetera, et cetera. I just have no idea what the Jays were doing. And it's just another thing about this season that's just going to make you shake your head. 416-870-0590, *591, 888-660-590. I've had my say about Joey Votto. You can have your say as well. But let's start talking about the game tonight, 11-7. Lots of home runs in this game. The Blue Jays hitting three of them. Cincinnati hitting four. Ellie De La Cruz was the star of the game. You know, we've seen this guy in TV an awful lot. But when you actually, when you see him in person, when you just watch what he does and how he goes about his business and the sheer dynamism of him, it is so much fun. It is so much fun to see. And, I mean, that'll be my takeaway from this series. Beyond that, you know, Yariel Rodriguez, eh. Still not efficient enough for my liking. Staked to an early lead by his team. The bullpen, eh. And we've seen this all year with the bullpen. The bullpen is just as it's got some intriguing pieces. It's got some guys who are just thoroughly unreliable. Beyond that, saw a little bit of offense out of the Blue Jays. But other than that, Ian Maple, you're on Blue Jays Talk.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, head shaker, that seems to be a common thing this year. I mean, it's so frustrating, Blair. I mean, going into tonight's game, I mean, you know, Schneider, when you have Lof Perfido, who's finally getting into some sort of a groove, you have Wagner, who's hitting every righty, and you start Schneider, who's been the second worst hitter in baseball over the last 3 months. I think only Mitch Garver is worse, and he's getting death threats.
Is he really getting?
Yeah, he went on to last week or 2 weeks ago. He went on to the media and said that he was getting death threats for hitting 169. Yeah, so I mean,
jeez.
I mean, saying that, I mean, Schneider's been absolutely horrible. He's an auto out. I think he got a meaningless single when they were up 6-0. I think it was two outs. I don't recall, but I don't understand Schneider's thinking. Like, why are you put in Wagner or put in Lof Perfido? I know there's a day off here, a day off there. You know what you have in Schneider. He's an auto out. And you basically ruined this guy. He should have been sent down to the minors a month ago to try to get something back. But this guy's been the worst hitter I've ever seen in maybe 10 years over a 3 month span. He's like Matt Chapman 2.0, but even worse.
Yeah. I don't even know where to go with this guy. I mean, here's the thing. At this time of year, given where this team is, you know, I'm not arguing because I know we're not arguing here. In fact, I'm agreeing with you. But just trying to read anything into the lineup almost seems, and I don't mean this. I do mean this with all respect. It just almost seems arguing about the lineup seems pointless because my response would be, I don't know. I'm not certain that I care why Davis Schneider started over Joey Lof Perfido. I don't know if it's a bat path. I mean, who the hell knows? Yeah, if it's me, yeah, I want to see Lof Perfido and Wagner. Absolutely. I know what Davis Schneider is. You know, yeah, Davis Schneider was a great story. But Davis Schneider right now is so far down in the pecking order. When it comes to who I want to see in the field right now and who I think can be of use for me to me next year. Kind of know what Davis Schneider is. All I need to know about Davis Schneider, though, and Barker makes this point so well, Davis Schneider's not an everyday player next year. If he is, this team's in trouble. If Davis Schneider is going to be on the bench, he's going to have to be a guy who's going to come out and crush left-handed pitching. That's all I want to know about Davis Schneider from this point on. The rest of it, I don't care. But I am going to say this. I just can't get worked up arguing about a lineup for a team that's 59-68 and is out of the playoff race. I'm at the whatever point when it comes to the lineup. I really am. I'm at the whatever point. But yes, I would. I want to see more of Will Wagner. And I want to see more of Joey Loperfido. And I do want to see less of David Schneider. And I want to see more of Leo Jimenez than David Schneider, to be honest. Because unless David Schneider can play shortstop or third base for me next year, he's not going to be a starting outfielder. I think Loperfido offers you more as a fourth outfielder. I'm with you in that regard. But again, I just beyond finding out how many games Vladdy's playing at third base, there's really not a whole hell of a lot about this lineup that is enough to get me worked up about anything at this point in time. Do we have the Joey Votto clip? This is Joey Votto announcing. Is this him announcing it in the parking lot, right? He's doing the... This is Joey Votto going out as only Joey Votto can.
That's it. I'm done. I am officially retired from baseball.
Well, there you go. That's future Hall of Famer Joey Votto announcing in the parking lot of Buffalo that he's retired, as I said. Then he released more of a statement, saying that he really wanted to finish his career playing in front of his people in Canada. Just bizarre. Just bizarre. And to make the announcement on the night when your team is playing in Toronto, the final game of a series. Like, Joey, you couldn't wait until tomorrow? I mean, you can do what you want. I don't care. You still got my Hall of Fame vote. But, you know, cynics would look at that and go, dude, are you sending a message? Because you know, and I mean, there are people out there flaming the Blue Jays right now on social media because they did Joey, they did Joey dirt. They didn't bring Joey up to face the Reds. We'll talk about that in a few more minutes. Here's John Schneider, manager of the Blue Jays.
John, with the Votto news before the game, what are your thoughts on that and your brief experiences with him this season?
Yeah, found out kind of right as the game started. Unbelievable career, and I think, you know, getting to know him briefly in spring was a treat for everyone. And, you know, I'm sure I don't have all the details and haven't spoken to him or anything, but, you know, just what a unique player, wonderful person. And, he's been a great teammate his entire career. So it was cool to get to know him a little bit and wish him the best in his retirement. He's one of the best for the last 20 years.
And I know his numbers down in Buffalo weren't great lately, but over these last couple of weeks, were there conversations about a timeline for him, and where did those get up until now?
Yeah, again, you know, he was kind of a big part of the conversation and driving any decision that was going to happen with how he felt physically and how he was performing. So I know that he had been in touch with, you know, coaches there, with us here, front office and staff, more front office actually, but I think that if he felt like he was ready to contribute, you know, that's definitely the conversation to be had. And unfortunately, that wasn't the case.
Yariel started pretty strong tonight, and then things got a little rocky, fourth, fifth. Like, what was kind of the difference there for him?
He was good. I think just some deep counts, some walks. We picked him up, you know, Varsh, great play on Ellie's ball in the gap there, you know, still with a 6-run lead. Just a couple misses with the breaking ball, I think, you know, and the homer from Steer, and then kind of couldn't really wiggle out of that inning. You know, he was at the end of his pitch count, and, I think kind of just ran out of steam, really. But he had some really good pitches and some that were kind of just up in the zone.
And how does the bullpen usage tonight impact your pitching plans for tomorrow?
Makes it a little interesting. We're still going to go TBD, I think, for tomorrow, with Yarbs being part of it, you know. And most people should be available tomorrow. Good for Zach to get two innings there. You know, it's not easy in a losing situation, but we should be okay tomorrow.
We were talking about Swanson before the game, and he had a rough one today. What was it that didn't go well for him that had been going well the last couple of weeks?
I think his delivery kind of got out of whack a little bit. A lot of stuff was left arm side. You know, we talked earlier about his slider being better and fastball command being better, and that kind of escaped him tonight. That was kind of the main thing.
Davis got the hit early and turned on one with the bases loaded later in the game. Are you seeing better stuff from him?
Yeah, even the two-strike fly out to center, you know, a little bit shorter and quicker to the ball, and then the base hit. He had better swings tonight for sure, and then that's kind of where he's been. You know, that foul ball with the bases loaded first pitch, just everything is just a tick quick and you know, just kind of just not really synced up. So I think that kind of showed in his last couple at-bats. But definitely, you know, getting the offer out of the way, and then with the work that he's doing, hopefully he can kind of continue to move on.
It just sounds like you found out about Votto the same time we all did. Mm-hmm. But I just wondered, over the last few days, did you see anything that this was pointing to this decision, or did this totally catch you off guard tonight?
Yeah, wasn't expecting that news kind of when it came out. And, you know, again, Joey, from the day that he came into camp, was very adamant that he knows his body and knows how he's feeling and the kind of timeline that he would need. So our AAA hitting coach, was Ryan Long, was here on Monday, and we talked about him, and he was still working his ass off, you know. So I think when you're a player of that caliber with that kind of career, you kind of know. And, yeah, that's how we found out.
John Ernie's been showing a little more pop here lately. Are you noticing anything different from him, and what do you like about this recent stretch?
Nothing really different, you know. I think even going back to, you know, last year, you know, just with some adjustments he made with his swing, understanding where he can drive the ball and doing that. And he can adjust to different, you know, kind of pitch types and locations in the zone, which is a really good trait to have in today's game. And I think we all know he's an aggressive hitter, but I think the last handful of games with three homers, I believe, I think he's just putting good swings on pitches.
That is John Schneider, manager of the Toronto Blue Jays. So John Schneider admitting he was surprised that Joey Votto made his announcement before the start of the game, which is interesting considering we were led to believe that everybody was in communication on this. So clearly Joey Votto caught at least some people, the Blue Jays, off guard. And maybe, you know, we'll need to hear more from Joey Votto about why the actual decision was made when it was made. You know, I'm wondering if perhaps in his own mind, Joey Votto hadn't pinpointed this series as kind of a marker for him as he was going through his rehab, and essentially taking the approach that, look, if I'm not ready to go against the Reds, and if the Blue Jays, I mean, if I'm not contributing to a team that is in the pennant race or a postseason hunt, at that point, I will make a call. And it's entirely possible Joey Votto did that. It's entirely possible that, you know, today was the day by which he had, in his own mind, he'd set up a deadline to make a decision. But, again, clearly puzzling to do it the way he did it in a parking lot without, seemingly without informing the Blue Jays about it. So, again, I'm sure the Blue Jays are going to get flamed at social media for this. Welcome to 2024. that's really all I can say. Welcome to 2024. The Blue Jays 11-7 losers to the Cincinnati Reds tonight. Matt in Vancouver, you're on Blue Jays Talk.
Hey, Jeff. Thanks for having me on.
No worries.
And, yeah, just wanted to share my favorite Joey Votto moment, if I could. Take you back to 2009, just for a little bit. And, go back to his Team Canada performance that he had in the World Baseball Classic. There was a game in which Canada was playing the United States, and he didn't win the game, but it sure was exciting. They lost 6-5, but Joey Votto hit a home run in the third inning. At the time, it put him up by one run, so that it was a 2-1 game, and it was just a really exciting moment because, you know, you had hope. And, you know, it's a huge game. And I found the stat sheet just as I was on hold here. But the attendance was like 42,314. I mean, I was just watching on TV, of course. But really cool to see that. And I heard that on his way to the ballpark, he used public transit in the subway system there. So yeah, I just thought it was a cool detail to share. And if you have any memories about that, I'd like to hear it too. Thanks.
Yeah, I got to tell you the God's honest truth. I got no memories of Joey Votto other than watching him on TV. I mean, I do remember being assigned a Joey Votto feature by a former employer that required me to go down to Cincinnati to talk to Joey Votto. Actually, I think it was Pittsburgh to talk to Joey Votto. And of course I'd set it up ahead of time as one does, you know, you set up with the PR people, et cetera, et cetera. And, yeah, I figured Joey Votto and I didn't really know Joey Votto that well. But you know, you figure you're with the Globe and Mail, it was Canada's paper, going to do a nice, basically it was going to do a fluff piece, right? I'm going down to do a fluff piece in Joey Votto. And, I don't think I ever got an interview with him despite setting it up. It was one of those, do it tomorrow. Can we do it the next day? And that was kind of my memory of Joey Votto. Joey Votto could be a little erratic at times. For whatever reason, he seemed to soften his edges a little bit as his career went on. You know, at some point, the Joey Votto that everybody loved seeing mic'd up, the Joey Votto that was, you know, wearing, you know, the RCMP uniform, all that good stuff. At some point, that guy emerged. But up to that point, it could be surly at times. So, you know, I do remember that game against the U.S. And I do remember the atmosphere at the Rogers Center was electric. But yeah, that's, I mean, God's honest truth. That's kind of my memory of Joey Votto. 416-870-0. I mean, I wish I could be more romantic than that, but I just can't. I mean, I could make up some sort of BS answer, but I'm just not gonna, because it's August 21st. It's 10:51 p.m. The Jays just lost to the Reds, and it's a lousy season so far. So I'm not gonna. I just don't feel like it. 416-870-0590 *591 888-666-0590. Why don't we take a break and I'll come back, if I've got any romantic stories about Joey Votto I can tell you. It's Blue Jays Talk on the Sportsnet Radio Network. All right, 11-7, the Blue Jays have lost to the Cincinnati Reds. The Reds have the Reds took this three-game series. The Jays will now welcome the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim for four games, and then they get back into playing major league teams. On to Boston to play the Red Sox. Daryl, you are in between London and Sarnia. Why are you in between London and Sarnia? You're in your car, clearly.
Yes, I am. Okay. I'm, first of all, great to meet you virtually.
Yes.
On my way for work to Michigan, so
there you go.
Great way to kill time to listen to your broadcast and the chase, and unfortunate conclusion, but it helps kill the drive, so thank you.
Let's hope that's the only thing we killed tonight. Go ahead.
I just more of a comment. I've been in different industries, and you know, unfortunately there's a high level of accountability around performance, technology, telecom software, and you really you sweat it, you have to deliver, and I just find it odd that it's gone kind of awfully quiet around Ross Atkins and the lack of accountability, the lack of, I think, the narrative to get rid of him. I think in the corporate world, like what I was referring to, he wouldn't have been around this long. So I'm just surprised that there's not a lot more chatter to get this done, find the GM for next year, turn the page, and be honest about this. And enough's enough. And I'm just surprised how quiet. I think Chris Bassett said some neat things, but the reality is that I'm just finding people are just tired and they're not really talking about it much. That's my question. Why is it died down?
Yeah, I appreciate the call. I mean, Barker and I have certainly brought it up all the time. I've said I'm surprised. I was surprised that one of Ross Atkins or John Schneider wasn't fired after last year, given the way that thing unwound and given those news conferences. You know, Mark, to be quite honest, Ross Atkins and Mark Shapiro, neither one of them do a great deal of media. Mark's most recent media, and Mark is the president, CEO, president of the Blue Jays and CEO. And yeah, he essentially gave Ross Atkins a vote of confidence. And that's kind of the end of it. You know, he made very clear that this is an organization that has problems. Obviously, they're aware of that. But that he considered Ross to be very much part of the answer. So beyond that, I mean, I can come on every day and say, fire Ross Atkins, fire Ross Atkins, fire Ross Atkins, fire Ross Atkins. If Mark Shapiro isn't going to fire Ross Atkins, there's jack squat I can do about it. And you can keep saying it and keep talking about it, but ultimately it's Mark Shapiro's call, or somebody above Mark Shapiro makes the call, in which case maybe that call also involves Mark Shapiro. But I mean, Daryl, that everybody's talking about it. You know, we talk about it all the time. Unfortunately, it's not up to us. And listen, I really do think that there's a big disconnect between this front office and fans. I've said this often. I have some concerns about the patience that this fan base. I don't like speaking for the fan base, because to me those are kind of weasel words, right? I mean, what I'm trying to say is I'm not entirely certain that I have enough patience for it. And maybe that, you know, as someone who sort of considers himself to be part of the fan base, maybe that's how I'm kind of extrapolating it a bit. Yeah, I mean, there's, you know, Ross Atkins has been criticized, but it ain't our call. Mark Shapiro's got to make the decision. If he doesn't want to make the decision and somebody above him thinks that a move needs to be made, you know, he can put two and two together. 11-7, the Blue Jays lose to the Cincinnati Reds. The LA Angels are in town tomorrow for the first of four games. We'll be on the air following the game with Blue Jays talk. If we couldn't get to you tonight, please call back. I'm sure the storyline will be the same. Frankly, the questions will probably be the same. And, of course, Blair and Barker tomorrow from 4 to 6 Eastern on Sportsnet 590 The Fan and Sportsnet. Thank you for listening to Blue Jays Baseball, brought to you by the local family-owned Crown Rust Control Centers in Stephenville and Grand Falls, Windsor, Newfoundland. Protect your vehicle from rust today. Find your local family-owned Crown at crown.com. Canada's number one rust protection.